Hey, podcasters, Claire Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, barefoot investor Scott Pape.
Trevor Long wraps up the Apple launch.
Matt's puppy graduates from puppy school.
And we talked about when you were on autopilot.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
The Big Breakfast catch-up is for Dale Alcock.
$2 million.
$2 million.
Mix 94.5's $2 million song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre.
I wanna be a millionaire.
Well, the twos are lining up, aren't they?
They certainly are.
$2 million. Someone's going to have a chance at winning $2 million. It could be you, Michelle of Hillary's.
Hello.
Hello, Michelle. Congratulations. You're our caller and
you've
made it onto the shortlist for a chance to win $2 million.
Oh, that is so exciting.
It is pretty exciting, Michelle. It would be you joining us at the radio station here. At the train station is a different place.
Oh, we'll go to the train station.
But you'll have 100 songs to choose from. 99 of them are worth 10 grand, but one of them is the $2 million song.
Right.
Yes. We're talking off air, Michelle, about what we might do with it. And I love to cook,
mm-hmm.
but a mate of mine had a personal Japanese chef.
Oh,
please.
Every single meal was this beautiful, clean food. Would that suit you, Michelle?
No, actually, my partner's a pretty good cook. So,
oh, right, okay.
Probably.
Oh, you want to trade it out? Is there something you'd rather have?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. Oh.
Yeah? Well, you could be down the pointing end of the aeroplane every single time, Michelle. How good would that be?
That would be great.
Turn left.
Too, I'm pretty sure your partner right now is going, no, take the chef.
Yeah,
You're like, seriously, why do I have to keep cooking, woman? You've just made $2 million.
Take your partner out to Clarks in North Beach every night for a year. Thanks, Michelle. Well done.
Michelle.
Thank you very much.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
Oh, my friends, I am bursting with pride today.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Yeah.
I am holding in my hands, there you can see it.
Look
at that. I've put it up online. That is a certificate. Florence Diktinski, my puppy, my Dalmatian puppy, has graduated from puppy school.
Yay! Beautiful!
Top marks, Florence. Top marks.
Did you name her surname Diktinski? Does your partner T know that, or has she just gone along with it?
No, I think that's the first time I've ever said it. And it sort of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Florence Diktinski.
There's not going to be some kind of Hollywood scandal that you've bribed someone to get Florence into a better, easier class or anything, is it?
Well, I don't bring that up.
Okay.
But I guess the thing that's slightly alarming is that now my 16-week-year-old puppy has more qualifications than I do.
It's maybe got a piece of paper.
But yeah, she did it. She did it for 5 weeks. She sat. She lay down.
Yeah.
She rolled over. She seemed to know who I was.
All the things Dad can do.
Yeah, I was talking to her.
Okay,
good.
And most importantly, she now knows that I'm a soft touch that will give her food and buckets of praise for doing bugger all, really.
Yeah, you've become Captain Paul.
She's like, this guy just tells me to sit I get all these great things.
Yeah, I'm happy to sit, dude, whatever.
Yeah.
But she is a classic. She is what my mum would say of me when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Indoor angel. Outdoor angel, indoor devil.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
Yep.
So you're just better off keeping her outdoors.
Oh, when she's out, it's like, oh my God, a Dalmatian puppy. And she's so sweet. And people comment on what a good nature she is. And at puppy school, everyone's going, wow, she's so quick. She's so smart. She's picking everything up.
Yeah.
Mm. Which is true.
In her mouth.
Oh, she bops around like her poo doesn't stink. And I can assure you it does.
Yeah. Well, you have experience there, yeah.
But you get her home.
Yeah.
It's a different story.
Cujo?
Oh, Cujo. Oh!
If she's not trying to eat it, she's
down,
destroying it. She's tormenting the cat.
No,
she's giving me attitude at dinner time now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tried your technique, Captain Paul, of
Didn't
ignoring.
Work?
Sort of. But I do. I feel like I'm going to be one of those parents that goes on Dr. Phil.
Oh, right.
It's like, I've got an out-of-control teenager.
Did you tell me yesterday she started barking at you and she hadn't done that before?
Yeah, she started barking at me in the kitchen. And Captain Paul said, just ignore her, which has worked really well for the rest of his relationship.
It's also like she's just become a bit of an Instagram dog too. Like, you're only good out in public. People see you and they think your life together is great. But at home, not so great.
I mean, obviously, I joke. But the thing is, and Kimber, you would know this too with your dog, they grow obviously so quickly.
Yeah.
And I do feel like I've gone from, in 10 or 11 weeks, gone from infant to where it's schoolies.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a very quick transformation.
And it is.
It?
It's spinning me out a little bit, but she's absolutely gorgeous. And we celebrated her graduation. With a rubber Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not from Kimber's second draw.
Yeah, I was going to say, carefully you say that.
Yeah. Although priced about the same market, so really expensive.
Could probably do the same job.
In fact, you know what? Why buy two items?
Absolutely.
Smeared it with peanut butter and of course,
stop it.
An excited wee in the lounge room.
Oh,
which,
beautiful.
Actually, that was me. So,
oh, well done, Betty. Are you going to frame that?
You betcha.
Put it up. Well done.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Money.
Money.
I need dollar.
Scott Pape, the barefoot investor.
Helping you get more fiscal in a positive way. Scott Pape, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Look, can I just say that I do talk to people all over this big brown land. And right now, in many parts of the country, what we're seeing is in property prices, FOMO, as in the fear of missing out, has turned into FONGO, the fear of not getting out. And the great thing about talking to my Sandgroper mates is that you guys have really been dealing with this right for a number of years now. Mm. So you kind of understand what it's like to see property prices. I think they've fallen about 18% or thereabouts since the peak, which was what, June 2014.
Yep.
So it's what we are seeing here in Melbourne and especially in Sydney is people are losing their minds because we've always been told that property prices never go down. Mm. And what we're seeing is a lot of people very, very stressed, especially those people who are looking to get into the market right now.
Mm.
Scott, what are some of the mistakes people make? When I first bought a property, everyone said, you know, it's all going to be fine. You're pretty close to the city and these prices are never going down. And now, then I couldn't sell the house because it's low, low, low. So what are some of the common mistakes people are making when they're jumping in?
The first one is that a lot of people are waiting for a total meltdown in prices, 50, 60%. My view is that it may happen, you know, and I may also be drafted to the NBA to play for the Chicago Bulls. I don't think that's going to happen. So you don't wait until prices are incredibly low because no one has a crystal ball. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that they buy a home that they can't afford. And this is a big one. We saw people that anyone that bought, you know, 2014 around the boom, especially in mining towns, they are in all sorts of pain right now. So people kind of think that owning a home is, you know, you get to, you know, sit at the big people's table at Christmas. Really, you know, the most stressed people I know are those that have bought homes they can't afford. So, you know, rent money is not dead money. That is the thing I've been saying since I started this. You should only buy when you can afford it.
The main problem is for me, isn't it? Because we've only got one newspaper in this town and you're never sure about the vested interest because each day you'll be told that it's either the worst ever or it's about to be the best ever again. It's difficult to negotiate.
I totally agree with that because what you've got is, you know, you've got the real estate portals that have a vested interest in talking up the market. Mm. You know, I've never met a real estate agent that didn't say now was a great time to buy or sell because that's how they make their commission. Yep. But again, as long as you've got that 20% deposit and you've really thought through things and you're going to stay there for 10 years or thereabouts, I think owning your own home is still a really great investment. Just don't expect it to, you know, to become rich. For that, you actually have to listen to you guys so you can get that $2 million.
Yeah, of course. Mate, just one thing to wrap up. You know, we've seen it, particularly in Sydney in the last decade or so, a lot of people buying a tiny box for $900,000. What are the consequences of big numbers of the community having negative equity.
They are going to get fongoed. They are fear of not getting out. They are fongoed to the hilt. In Perth, we've got a 5% vacancy rate. Again, that's making me a little worried. I don't know whether I would want to be in the inner city, in the apartment market. My view with buying an investment property, if you're going to do that, is you want to buy a home that you would live in yourself. And I would rather own a home than I would an apartment because you get that land value. It's the land that appreciates. The building depreciates.
Brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
I've upset you guys.
No,
haven't
you
I?
Haven't. No.
I'm like Debbie Downer.
No, I'm sorry, still guys. Thinking about logging on to physicallystimulated.com.
We actually haven't woken up yet.
Barefoot investor.
Yeah, woken us up. Yeah.
Also, there's nothing good to come from the property market in Perth right now. No. So we're all just a little bit
somber. We're all fongoed out.
The Barefoot Investor, Scott Pape here on Mix 94.5.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber this morning. Thanks to our friends at Dale Alcock.
Yes, absolutely. If you're building, renovating or developing, you are in safe hands with Dale Alcock.
You might want to check out their Advantage series too, because from under $200,000 and with over $20,000 worth of bonus inclusions they throw in.
And sometimes it's about the block. I mean, we know that block value holds more often than not. And if you're developing a block, profit more and stress less with Developments by Dale Alcock.
You're a block. Go to dalealcock.com.au.
Knock your block off.
Now, guys, this British Airways flight, well, technically it was WDL Aviation.
Right,
yes.
They kind of rent the British Airways plane.
Yes.
And they arrived in Edinburgh when they were meant to be in Dusseldorf.
Yes.
And actually, apparently, they asked the passengers when they arrived, raise your hands if you would like to go to Dusseldorf rather than Edinburgh, and everyone raised their hands.
Well, you would hope so. Maybe one person went, you know what, actually?
I've always wanted to come to Edinburgh.
Yeah, I love a good military tattoo.
Yeah.
It's just sort of happened and no one really noticed along the way. And we thought, well, we've all done something on autopilot.
Certainly have.
Laurie is in Waterford. Laurie, your brother-in-law did something on autopilot.
Yeah, he did. He drove to the local shops and then walked himself home and wasn't for a couple of hours. He realised he'd lost his car.
He left his car there.
Brilliant.
Was he, like, what was going on there, Laurie? Did he normally walk to the shops or what's going on?
Almost always walks to the shops.
Right.
But this time he thought he'd take the car and, walked on home. Didn't even think about it until he went out to his car a couple of hours later.
Classic.
Isn't that funny? My friend did that with a bike. She went to a comedy gig, rode her bicycle there, locked it up in Northbridge, and then told everyone her bike had been stolen days later, but didn't realise it was still chained up to the same pole because she walked home that night.
Awesome.
I've done that at the Karen Up shops, parked undercover at one end and then realised the car, go looking for the car, going, someone's stolen my car, and then realised it's outside Meyer.
Great. Thanks, Laurie.
Cheers, guys.
Good on you, mate. Let's go to Morley. G'day, Greg.
Hey, guys. I did my grocery shopping twice in the one night.
What?
Did you?
I thought walking the dog twice was bad. How'd you do that, Greg?
It was pretty bad. Look, it was a sort of happy story. I finished work early, unusually, and headed out to the supermarket on the way home, did the shopping, stuck it in the booth, got home, ran up, had a shower, changed, got in the car, went back to the supermarket, grabbed a trolley and did the round again.
Oh, great.
And until I got to the checkout and the lady there said twice in one night that it kind of clicked and I went, oh, right.
Were there certain items you picked up along your way, put them in the trolley, Greg, and went, really weird feeling of deja vu today?
I was actually thinking, I can't believe I ran out of sugar so quick at one point. I remember that.
That's bizarre.
It's incredible what you can do on autopilot.
Yeah,
just don't even think about it.
I couldn't go back to that supermarket again.
Oh, of course you can, buddy. I've done it with gigs. You know, when you're doing a comedy gig and you're up there and you think, hang on a minute. I think I might have told that joke.
Oh, yeah.
Did I?
Actually,
I don't know.
You have to be careful, especially if you're having a night where you're flying.
Yeah,
and you're going,
totally.
Yeah, messing things around.
Great. Thanks for the call, Greg.
Cheers.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie. The juice.
Oh, you tell. Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Tell you what, Justin Bieber, he may have had less glorious moments in the spotlight, but this one is rough.
Okay.
Bieber is now being blamed for causing great environmental destruction in Iceland.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
In 2015, he filmed his film clip for I'll Show You.
Right.
We timed that beautifully.
That was beautiful.
Justin.
Smooth, wasn't it?
God, we could duet.
Who cares what he's done to the planet with, work like that?
Well, he filmed it at a very majestic canyon in Iceland, which I'll get Matt to pronounce because Matt's very good.
Fjallajökull.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
At that canyon.
Say it again the same.
Fjallajökull.
It was different.
Since then, all the believers want to see the 2-million-year-old canyon.
Ah,
so it's been flooded with visitors, destroying the canyon's sheer walls, the vegetation and the narrow pathways. Oh. And now the Icelandic Environmental Agency has been forced to close the canyon down.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Oh.
They're all doing damage with the peaks of their caps, aren't they?
Too late to say sorry, Beebs.
It's terrible. Like the beach, you know, from the Leonardo DiCaprio film. They've banned that from tourists as well.
Yeah. Because we make a mess of it.
Bloody hell.
Erosion.
That's what... Oh, we've just solved WA's tourism issue.
Yeah.
Get a pop star to do a gig on Cottesloe Beach and then, you know...
Destroy the
influx
joint.
Of, yeah.
Hey guys, Apple streaming. Now, Apple launched last night, the finally unveiling details of its upcoming streaming service dubbed Apple TV Plus. They launched with appearances from Steven Spielberg, Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Oprah.
Wow, heavy they hitters. Must really believe in the product.
Yeah.
Don't they? I mean, what does Oprah cost? We've worked out through this $2 million comp, we're saying Justin Timberlake costs over $750,000 US for an appearance. So what do you pay for Oprah?
She wouldn't be getting money up front. I reckon she's part of it being a success and getting the back end deal.
Yes, Tom Cruise, Spielberg's probably the same with his movies.
Tom Cruise signing off for a movie. He's not going to take that much up front.
Well, they've launched a little bit of information about their streaming service.
From documentaries to dramas, from kids to comedies, the highest quality of storytelling in one single place. This is Apple TV Plus.
Boom.
Stick to phones, buddy.
Apple did not give a specific price point for their streaming service, but they did say it will be ad-free subscription and all the content will be available online or to download to watch offline. And rather than buying all the content, so the way Netflix has produced a few things of their own, but they're also buying it, Stan bought Disney, things like that.
Yep.
What they're doing is they're bringing together over 25 different networks and streaming services so you get them all through Apple.
Okay.
So Hulu and HBO and all of these are going to come together under the Apple banner.
They'll be doing pet insurance soon.
Yeah, they're also, well, I know, we'll talk about that. They're doing a credit card
as
well.
Oh, we'll get it for Florence.
Yeah.
But La La Land director Damien Chazelle is going to do a series for Apple, and so will M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay.
And also
well
on the
said,
way,
by the way,
yeah, that was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is a morning show that is going to star Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell, and Jennifer Aniston. So that
morning
be,
show,
yeah, oh, apparently.
Like, hey, you know how some people don't like the word moist.
Yes.
I find that as my prostate gets older, every time you say the word streaming service,
it's worrying
you. It's starting to worry me. Yeah, it caused me anxiety.
Well, the new toilet's been built, so we're going to urinal put it here.
Yeah. And also, too, what's good about this is they think choice can be overwhelming, and so they're going to have a state-of-the-art program that customizes your recommendations for you. So hopefully better than... Because Netflix thinks I love 27 dresses all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
launch
okay, yeah.
date for this is in May.
Oh, you must have had a rom-com sort of period in your life.
Oh, once or twice.
Going back on your history.
Living it.
I fall asleep to them on the couch. And if you're looking to upgrade your second drawer, Gwyneth Paltrow's health and wellbeing website Goop is now selling BDSM gear.
Yeah.
The leather lingerie set will set you back $786 and the whip will only be $300.
Okay. Yeah, I need some good value. I need some new glasses. I'll go to BDSM.
Yeah, it's... All right. Isn't there a birthday today,
too? Oh, there is. Okay, I'll play this rock, famous rock voice. How old is Stephen Tallarico or Stephen Tyler from Aerosmith?
65.
Oh, 70.
Oh, he's 71 today.
Oh.
He's lived the life of 170.
Oh, awesome.
Isn't that amazing? Well done.
Happy birthday.
We're taking care of juice there?
That's your daily juice.
Well done.
I'm Kimbatron.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
I get the feeling with what's been going on lately, we're at a sort of game-changing moment with the online world, in particular social media.
Yes.
Shut it down.
There's a lot going on. Of course, there's that whole aspect with what's happened in New Zealand, Christchurch, and the Prime Minister going tough now on a lot of companies who need to shut down or take off videos, and the terrorist attack in Christchurch was the first example. But that's not the only example. It affects us so much, and it feels like a game-changing moment now too, where Liam Ryan from the West Coast Eagles was the target of these trolling type comments online,
racist abuse,
stuff.
Yeah.
There's just no space. I'm not just talking in the game. There's no space in the world for this kind of stuff. And I see a rare instance where someone who's trolled him has actually come out and apologised. Now, whether that's a forced one because this person was being named and shamed, but a young father has come out and said, and I've got to say, that's the one time I've seen it and gone, that's actually refreshing to see someone come out and admit their mistake.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I don't know why this young man has done it.
Yeah.
I mean, what pressures were on him to do it, but I'm glad he has.
Yeah.
And you hope that, everyone is allowed to make mistakes, even if those mistakes are terrible. If they own up to them, then we can move forward, hopefully.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, he said that he's apologised to everybody and then said he hopes that Liam can accept the apology because he's truly learnt the seriousness of the matter.
Right.
Yeah. And I guess because people don't think before they post online or they tag their friends. The other thing is he tagged his
mate
in these comments and now his mate's been, you know, vilified for it as well. And he's like, oh, I've been dragged into this.
Yeah, the initial statements were very upsetting. This is what Liam Ryan and then Josh Kennedy had to say.
Yeah, people just need to grow up. It's 2019.
It's disgusting, mate. They're cowards. These guys on the internet doing this trolling. Mm. It's out of control.
And other teammates came to support, like Nick Natanui yesterday.
Absolutely, as they would do. And you know, you bring up the point, Kimber, of you've got to be careful. But how long do we need to put this message out there to people that if you put it online, you know, people will see it?
Well, you know what? It's because they just don't care. I don't think they actually care. Mm. We see comments here. People send stuff. People say stuff about the three of us on Mix 94.5's page. We see it.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous that people think. Like, there have been times online where I've thought to myself, oh, I feel like compelled to make a comment about something.
Right.
And I'll go to do it. And then I always think, hang on, I have a public profile. How will this reflect on me?
Yeah,
and
true.
Normally by the time I've thought that thought, I never go through with the post.
Haven't gone through. It's funny you say that. You mentioned the word thinking there. And I think that's part of the thing. People don't stop and think before they put something on.
Well,
so quite often it's with anonymity and there's lots of false accounts out there. Or there's, you know, people haven't got their real profile pic or name up on accounts. And particularly on Twitter, there's a world of them out there.
Yeah.
Why don't you say, I'm very rarely use social media anymore. I use Twitter just for information. And I don't make any negative comments on Twitter anymore. Because it's just not worth it.
No, well, you know, you say the word think. This is what they teach kids in primary school, right?
Yeah.
The word think, because they take the first letter from each one, they say think. Is it true?
Mm.
Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? And is it kind? They're the letters of think.
Bloody
right?
hell, that could be put across everything for everyone
every pretty much.
Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And social media would be a lot, it'd be a quieter place if you had to think, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Or is it kind? It would be a completely different world.
And, you know, obviously I am not a person, you know, I'm white. I'm a white middle-aged man. But if you're going to criticise me on my work, criticise me on what I've done, you know, don't criticise me on the colour of my skin
or
what I believe
in. If you disagree, or maybe not even criticise or troll, maybe actually try and have a discussion with you about something. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It is definitely a point in which it feels like the online world, it needs to change.
Mm.
It's actually getting ridiculous now.
But maybe we are, as you said, maybe this is a tipping point. Maybe, you know, these things don't change overnight.
Yeah.
Social media and the internet seems to have, you know, got way in front of us and we're kind of like infants, not quite knowing how to deal with it.
Mm.
Maybe we're maturing.
And change could happen in multiple generations. Yeah. And this guy's got a young kid. He's got a youngster in his life. So maybe that's a starting point for him to pass on good messages to his youngster.
Absolutely.
Good lessons right there. There you go.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Dancing with the Stars has had another, I was going to say casualty, but not really. We're talking about another couple have been voted off the dance floor.
Yes.
Michelle Bridges is on the line. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well. Sorry to see that you've left, Michelle. Now, we know lots of the contestants would struggle with the fitness side of the show. That's not a problem for you. But is dance fitness different to what you know?
Oh, absolutely is. It really is. It was definitely challenging to start with because although, like you said, I'm kind of fit. It's just a totally different ball game, and just putting the choreography together and trying to remember it, and all the different, you know, smile, don't smile, bounce, don't bounce, hold your frame, bend your knees, straighten your legs. You know, that was all kind of a bit overwhelming in the first few weeks. But I really felt like I was starting to hit my stride in the last couple of weeks. The last few dances were really fun, and last night I was so happy with that quick step.
Mm. I can't believe that Michelle Bridges has just said that I'm kind of fit. That makes me feel like I'm so kind of nearly dead.
No, I know.
You're being very modest. Hey, Michelle, the great thing about this show, that unlike other reality shows, they don't sort of stretch things out. They get to the point really quickly and they put you out of your misery. We've got some audio here to play for you. They put you out of your misery so quickly.
The fifth couple to leave Dancing with the Stars is...
Oh, how about those Dockers on the weekend?
goodness. Change camera shot. Camera shot.
Any minute now.
Michelle and Eric.
Oh, no! Oh, like an eternity.
It was a bit of a long wait, wasn't it?
It was a long wait, but, you know, everyone's face has to be looked at.
Yeah.
True that. It was a bit of a shock. We both were, we didn't think we were going to be in the bottom two to start with, and then it was like, oh, my goodness, this might be it. And so when Amanda read out our names, I was like, what a shame. But, you know, like I said, it was just, it was nice to go out on a high, I think. We definitely went out with a bang, and we finished with a really, really good dance, and we got great scores. So I couldn't be happier.
Michelle, the world, Australia and the world in general know you for your strength and discipline, but I tell you what, it happened to me 21 years ago. As soon as you have a small one in your life, you go to mush, and we saw you go to mush a few times on the show. It was beautiful about you, bub.
It's true. Like and I think it was nice just to be able to kind of not that I played a role on Biggest Loser, but I was there for a job, and I had a job to do, and I took that kind of seriously. In this opportunity, I got a chance to be me. And I guess show that, you know, this is who I am. I'm not just a trainer, but I'm also, you know, a mom and a beginner and struggling to learn, being challenged, but also having a really fun time. So it was nice. I had a great experience.
And Michelle, was there any one of the contestants that really surprised you with how good they were?
Oh, look, I'll tell you what. That Jimmy Sizzle, as we now call him, he does, I had to, because I've never come from a dance background, and I had to do like 7 hours a day, 7 days a week to just, you know, put it all together.
Yeah.
He'd just go in and breathe in and do maybe 2 or 3 days of training, a couple of hours on those days, and that was it. And he'd pull out these amazing dances. So clearly, he's got a lot of talent, that guy. But, you know, my money's on Courtney, and she's so awesome. I love it a bit. And she's really, really talented. So I think she'll go all the way.
I mean, you've either got to be born to dance or have had quite a lot of bourbon and coke to be able to pull those moves off.
Or do 7 hour days, 7 days.
Exactly. Well, more time with the family now, Michelle, and no doubt back to all of your usual work. Drop and give us 20 and all the best. Good to catch up.
Oh, thank you so much.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
I love it that I said welcome and Matt said thank you. Lovely manners at 6:08, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
Now, guys, Mongolia, it has a lot to offer.
Does it?
Or so I hear.
Yeah.
I've had friends visit there, actually. Yeah. Got a little trip through Mongolia. And there's a lake in Mongolia that basically it becomes frozen, and they run a 100-mile ultra marathon.
I'm out.
Across the lake.
I'm out.
That's a lot of warming up of the hamstrings.
Mm. It is. And I mean, we're talking temperatures below, like minus 25 degrees.
Below ridiculous.
Oh, bloody hell. I get upset when it gets below 25 positive.
Well, you know.
It's chilly when the legs stuck out under the sheet this morning.
You know, these people, they tend to find themselves the people who like to get into these, involved in these activities. They find groups of people. And so there's basically a 4-day Mongol 100 challenge.
Oh.
Where you just cross the lake for 4 days in those temperatures, just because you get to say that you did it.
You
at
did
the
it.
End, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So think of poor Peter Maservi Gross, 47 years old. He bought a specialist kit. He trained. He did everything he needed to do because it was really important that he completed this challenge.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't just want to turn up without the training.
You want the prep, don't you?
You'd want to do your prep.
A lot has gone into this.
Yeah,
and how you train is how you play.
He has arrived and discovered that the airline have lost his baggage.
No.
Oh, dear.
His kit.
So he's got nothing. Yep. He's got nothing except what he was wearing on the plane, and he has size 13 feet, which was a struggle in Mongolia to find shoes to fit him.
Are they known for their small feet, are they?
Yeah.
You can get a really big 3. So it's about 10 below.
He decided, I'm not going to let this beat me. I've done all this training. I'm here now.
Yeah. Well, you've gone all the way to Ulaanbaatar.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to complete the challenge in what I'm wearing.
He did it, did he?
He did it in jeans and a pair of brogues.
Oh, no.
Well,
you got the blue jeans on.
As a kid from the 70s, that makes perfect sense to me.
Does
pretty
it?
Cool.
The jean is the most practical garment ever made. You can sleep in it. You can go to a wedding in it.
But yeah, you're right,
You
actually.
Can obviously cross a frozen lake in it.
Not everyone exercises in the right gear, because I saw a dad and a kid down the beach about 2 weeks ago down at Trigg. And as I ran past, the boy's got his thongs on, but he's running as fast as dad. And I went, forgot the running shoes, this kid. He's about 11. It was actually quite cute.
There's nothing better than seeing a bogan coming out of the beach, the water still in their jeans.
I love that. Yeah, I love that look. Yeah. You don't have to always have the right gear.
This guy too, his shoes were 4 years old. He had whatever his brogues that he had on.
Mm.
4 years old. He borrowed a set of spikes. Yeah. And he got through the whole damn challenge.
Bloody hell.
He made it to the end. He said he was in absolute agony, and lots of other people dropped out from the race because of injury, fatigue, or the cold. And he just kept going.
Now he knows how you ladies feel after a night in your heels. For your party without your party feet.
Fashion always wins. Yeah.
And to add insult to injury, his luggage turned up 15 minutes before check-in on his return home.
Oh, really? I was going to say, there's someone at the airport with an amazing workout outfit on. It's incredible.
Good effort.
Well done, Pete.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Dale Alcock. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.